would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Carrie Ann Larson allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Our theme for the month is balance, and today's topic is know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away. And this is Julie Geigel, International Psychic Medium, Trance Channel for Archangel Metatron, and Awakened Healer. You can find me over at www.juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Spiritual Psychic Medium Julie Geigel. I offer psychic medium readings and spiritual healing over the phone and in person in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And I'm so excited to share a new event that I just created. Metatron's actually been pressuring me. Imagine that. We will be hosting an evening with Spirit the day after Thanksgiving. November 25th is a Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. I'm hosting it here in my home. Space will be limited, so be sure to register early. And there will also be an option to watch us live online. So very, very excited. I will be getting that registration up today. So you can go to my website and find out more about that evening with Spirit. And so very, very excited to get started here today with our topic. Let's go ahead and ring the tincture bells. Welcome. I am Metatron, here in service to humanity. We are thrilled and delighted to join you here each week, helping you to align and ascend with the magnificent being that you are. Feel yourself settle in, settle down to that truth, allowing you to expand even more, bathing you in this beautiful Metatronic energy that we bring in for you, this beautiful healing that is occurring now. As you listen live with us or through the archives, there is a beautiful cleansing, a clearing, a cleaning of your spirit, your soul. That occurs. So just allow yourself to sink deeper and deeper, ascending higher and higher, relaxing, letting go, feeling safe, secure, and stable. And feel your spiritual council surround you with their love, their light, their warmth, ever assisting you, ever available to you. You are never alone. You are always connected. We are always here with you. And we can move closer or further away, depending on what you desire. You can speed up the information that we give you, or you can slow it down. Or you can say, stop. And now we would like to talk about balance, harmony, peace. Oftentimes you get off track. There are many distractions here on your planet. They buzz like bees or mosquitoes, constantly weaving in and out for your attention, constantly creating realities of illusion that move you further away from your life purpose. And as you believe these thoughts, these self-created illusions, it creates fear and worry in your day, unrest, anxiety, stress. But it is not necessary for you to choose to believe. You are able always, in every moment, to choose peace, to choose balance, to choose harmony. Your breath is the anchor that continually brings you back to your soul, to yourself, constantly grounding yourself in your truth. Through your breath, through meditation, yoga, things we've talked about endlessly, but constantly need reminding of. Spending time in nature, being with children. There are so many, many things that will bring you back to your truth, will allow you to step out of your distractions and open up to inspiration, deep, endless, infinite inspiration. We invite you today to think of one thing that you could let go of, or one thing that you could change in your day to bring about more balance, more harmony. One thing Julie's angels are working with her on is starting her day without first checking her email. She tends to get caught up and spends much time going through messages that are unimportant. And then when she finally does get down to work, she is stressed because her time has now become limited. So we have invited her to glance at her messages, set a timer if she needs to, allow a certain amount of time, and then to move on to those things that she deems important, things she desires to accomplish before the day closes. And then at the end of her day, as she has more freedom with her time, to go back and leisurely peruse her messages. This would eliminate much stress and anxiety as she moves about her workday. And so we invite you to choose one thing in your life that you can let go of or change to bring about more balance, more peace, more harmony. It really is that simple. We are here with you. You are never alone. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today. This is Julie Geigel, and you are listening to Angels.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Join us for a free remote healing with the John of God crystal bed every week. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
This is Susan Schuler. In life, intention is everything, and I make each of my handmade soy candles and smudging sprays just for you. Go to mediumsusan.com for details.
I'm Carrie Ann Larson. Are you ready to ignite deep healing and transformation? Find out how mediumship, psychic readings, and shamanic healings can all help at carrieannlarson.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Susan Schuler. Thank you, Julie Geigel, for that insight from Archangel Metatron. Amazing as always. As a channeler, I work with a team of guides, of whom Jacob is the master teacher and leader of this group. He is who I call on to access the Akashic records. I am a professional psychic medium based in the Los Angeles area, although I do readings for people on the phone and on Skype all around the world. I do frequent mediumship and psychic demonstrations, as well as small group readings and larger private events. I've recently started making my intention soy candles and smudging sprays available to the public. I also do personalized smudging sprays and soy candles. All of the details for any of this information may be found at my website at mediumsusan.com. Also, feel free to like my Facebook page at Psychic Medium Susan Schuler. So let's see what Jacob has to say today. Thank you for being with us today. As always, we are pleased to step forward to help light your way. Those on your planet never cease to amaze and surprise us. For although your speech often says you want one thing, your actions clearly say something quite the opposite. We do not judge you for this, but only wonder why you cannot clearly see this for yourselves. We see you walking in the dark, stumbling and falling. Yet, all the time, you hold an unlit torch. You continue to fall and hurt yourselves as you knock into things, yet never lighting the torch. We are puzzled at these behaviors. You know you have the ability at any time to light your torch, but you do not. We are here to try to help you to do that. You know many of your behaviors will not take you toward the lack of action you take in your life actually gets an undesired reaction. Therefore, by choosing not to decide, you have decided. This is a craven way of handling your life, however, and we expect more from you. We see how pure and intelligent you are capable of being, and only wish you saw likewise. For many of you make weak decisions, forgetting there is a warrior who resides in your soul. Your soul has been through much, learning many intense lessons, good and bad, along the way. When you decide not to decide, knowing this stems from the seat of your ego. However, when you feel brave and are willing to change, alter, and allow growth, you are stepping into your magnificence and allowing your sterling souls to lead the way. Nothing bad will ever transpire when you follow the song of your soul, that deep lyrical song that will lift you higher and allow your energetic body to resonate on a much higher frequency. This is what we wish for you. For once more of you begin to learn to raise your own frequencies, it will begin to spread like a wild fire on your planet. And this is exactly what Gaia needs. She is tired and needs to be rejuvenated. she is headed in a direction where her inhabitants must be ready to intercede, for she cannot do this alone. Never forget. This is why so many of you brave souls are here at this time, and why we are here as well, acting as your emissaries. So it is paramount at this time that you allow your souls to lead the way and move away from behaviors that no longer serve your higher natures. You know deep in your hearts what these are. Listen to the angels of your higher nature. Move in the direction that will feed your soul, not your transgressions. We do not expect perfection from you, far from it. But you came here on a mission, and the time has come for many of you to begin to lead the way. And this means making certain changes in your life, where you will let go and move away from the things that no longer move you toward this mission, and begin to light your torches, so you may then follow the light. The light of the power of all that is, the great I am. For you are an integral part of the great I am. Never forget this. Well, many of you have forgotten this. But we see you slowly rising from your slumber. And like the phoenix rising from the ashes, you are learning to embrace your majestic selves. But before this transpires completely, there are still things you must allow yourself to move away from. Action is required at this time. You have spent your school days learning, but now is the time to move. But many are still stuck with your feet in the muck, standing immobilized as you decide not to decide. Look within and take an inventory of what needs to go, what no longer serves you or the evolution of Mother Earth and her inhabitants. Look at how your actions, and most importantly, your reactions, are affecting things. Are you allowing your soul more growth, or are you blocking the progress of you and perhaps even others? Change is good. It can be exciting. Think of the toys you played with as a child. These toys hold no allure now, for you have experienced them and are ready for new, more evolved things that can stimulate you in new and exciting ways. This is why so many of you have the zombie mentality of one day running into the next. You are not embracing change, growth, your evolution, and still playing with your childish toys, the toys which no longer are not to choose, not to decide. The time is now. Drop what serves you not. Listen to your soul and its beautiful song. Follow that song. Listen to the lyrical song as it moves you towards your destiny, the destiny you decided long ago was yours. Make this happen, for there is much riding on this. You are the light of the world. Be that light and allow yourself to shine brightly for the illumination of others. We are so proud of all of you and remind you that it is no coincidence that you are hearing this message today. Your souls have been hungry, listening, and reaching out for information. This is why we know that it is the time for action. It is the time to release that which no longer serves you, so you can fully embrace that which will take you to the next leg of your journey. Thank you, Jacob. This is Susan Schuler. Once again, feel free to check out my website at mediumsusan.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Please stay tuned for Carrie Ann Larson, who will be channeling Orion from the celestial realms. Thank you.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting with your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and tap into that innate potential you have to transform your life and fly high. Please join me, your host Monica Goyal, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific. Namaste.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like to know the secret to manifesting? Join our next Manifesting Mastermind to create miracles of health, wealth, love, and joy. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Why wonder when you can know? Hi, this is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you get the answers. Schedule an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
I'm Carrie Ann Larson. If you're looking for ways to add meditation into your daily routine, head over to carrieannlarson.com for a free guided meditation and mindfulness tips you can incorporate even while navigating traffic.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Carrie Ann Larson. Thank you so much, Susan Schuler, for that incredible wisdom from Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha. I'm so happy to be here again with you all this week. I am a spiritual medium, a shaman, and what I like to call a creative adventurer. I do mediumship and psychic readings, shamanic healings, classes, all of that good stuff over the phone and in the Los Angeles area. I am the founder of the Journey to Authenticity series, which is an intensive journey to guide you on your path to prosperity, abundance, health, love, and the one thing at the root of it all, your authenticity. You can hop over to my website, carrieannlarson.com, to learn more and get a free chakra journey meditation, along with some mindfulness tips you can incorporate in all areas of your life, even while navigating traffic. I do work with several different guides. Orion is the one that I have currently been channeling, and I know he is anxious to get started today. This topic is, I think, equally as important to him as it is to me. So let's begin. Hello. It is I, Orion. I am so blessed to be connecting with you all from the celestial realms. This is a topic I hold very dear, as I have watched so many of you hold on to things long after they need to be released. It is not a judgment. I know the unknown can be a terrifying place. So it seems safer at times to hold on, despite all the signs pointing to let go. Before we dive fully in, I would first like to take a moment I would like you to quiet your mind. Relax into your body. Begin to deepen your inhale and exhale. In a moment, I am going to ask you a question. I don't want you to think about it. I only want you to notice the first thing that comes to your mind. Don't concern yourself with what shows up. Simply acknowledge it. Continue with your deepened inhales and extended exhales, releasing tension from your head, your neck, your shoulders, and throughout your body, settling in to your breath and relaxing more and more with each inhale and exhale. As you are settled into your body, I would like to ask, what is one thing you dream of? Remember, do not think about the answer. Just notice the first thing that pops in your head. More may reveal itself as we move forward. This perhaps is only the first step. I do this as a reminder that it is in the letting go that you actually create space for what you want. This is equally as important to hear if what message came through for you was one of stress or anxiety. This is a call that there are many things you need to clear out to make space. There are many times you will find yourself letting go of someone or something that at one point was something you desired. This happens when a cycle of completion has been achieved. The lessons that needed to be learned have been learned. The growth that was necessary has occurred. It can be difficult to release these things. It could be a job that has served its purpose, but now only offers stress and anxiety. It can be terrifying to let go and not know how you will survive. This is where balance between trust and responsibility is required. It is not always wise to leap with reckless abandon when you have no other means to sustain yourself. However, there is also a point when you must trust something new is right there waiting for you to create the space. In order to find this balance, you must be able to discern within yourself when the time is right. You can do this by quieting the mind so the soul can speak. Meditate, even for a few minutes a day. This will allow you to develop a conversation with yourself. I must also point out a very crucial piece. If you hold on long past when you should have let go, you will begin to be dragged. Stress and anxiety will build to the point you feel you will erupt. This is not a healthy state. You must allow yourself the courage to trust something new will come, and trust you have done the work to allow it to manifest. And then finally, let go. You will be amazed at the freedom that comes with a release after being dragged. Now I would like to move on to relationships. Letting go can be even more challenging in relationships due to deeper emotions being involved. However, it is always important to remember letting go of a relationship that is complete is equally as important as letting go of jobs and other things that are present in your life. Relationships of all kinds go through cycles. They offer lessons, growth, and change. Oftentimes, they offer the most painful of these. Sometimes relationships will change in alignment with your own path and your own growth, while other times they will carve a different path of resistance. Balance is required here as well. Balance between trusting everything will be okay and knowing the relationship is complete. This does not always mean you have to completely sever a friendship or the like, but you must learn to hold it differently. This can be challenging, since you are working with the energy of another being, especially if they have not grown equally as much as you. Do not get frustrated with another's actions or lack of. Do not get angry with another's growth or lack of. Their journey is not yours to hold or judge. Their journey is their own, just as yours is your own. I also feel it is important to say there are relationships that do need to be severed completely. You will know these relationships. They are the ones that bring you down, the ones that feel wrong. Trust your knowingness. Trust it is best to let go. Allow yourself to free yourself from what is holding you back and darkening your path. Know this relationship has reached completion. Know that we are always here to support you through the process of letting go. I would like to draw your attention back to what you noticed when you took a moment to quiet your mind. Dreams can only come to fruition when you create the space. Trust the process and have the courage to let go. This is Carrie Ann Larson. Stay tuned for our psychic discussion on today's channeled messages. Also, if you have questions about our channeling, be sure to join us in the Angel Talk Tuesday break room on Facebook, where we connect with you during
our conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at deblivmedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like a free psychic reading? Become a member of our inner circle and get a free reading today. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Hi, this is Susan Schuler. Have you stopped by my website to download your free mini grounding meditation? Do so now at mediumsusan.com.
I'm Carrie Ann Larson, founder of the Journey to Authenticity series, an intensive journey to guide you along your path to prosperity, abundance, health, love, and the one thing at the root of it all, your authenticity. Head over to carrieannlarson.com to learn more.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Julie Geigel. Thank you so much, Carrie Ann Larson, for that beautiful channeling from Archangel Orion. And we love to just take a few minutes right now to talk about the channeled messages. And I am thrilled to say that we will be taking live callers next week. The call-in dial-in number is 202-570-7057. So if you have any questions about our channeling during our segment, we will be taking live callers during this segment, the fourth segment of the show. So very excited to be able to connect directly to our listeners. And we're just going to take a minute to discuss the channeling today. We'll start with Metatron. I don't know what the heck was going on today with Metatron. I could barely talk. It was just like, all right, get some words out here, Julie, because people need to hear something. But yeah, so even as, you know, certainly it's Metatron that's talking, I still have to get sounds to come out of my mouth. There's still action. There's still something I have to physically participate in the channel message. Carrie, any thoughts about our channeling today?
Yeah, well, I really loved what Metatron brought through today. One of the there's two things that I'd really like to point out. One was that he said, you are never alone. You are always connected, and we are always here with you. And he had gone on to say, you know, we can come as close as you'd like or as far away. And I think that's always, it's just such a beautiful reminder that even at times when we feel alone, when we're physically alone in this world, that we're not actually alone. We are always connected. And just having that reminder, I thought was really beautiful. And especially in when you're going through the process of letting go or changes of any sort, they can be challenging. And to just knowing that that support is there, even if you can't necessarily see it, I just thought was really beautiful. And the other thing I really want to point out is he said, actually I have a ton of notes here, but he said, choose peace, choose balance, and choose harmony. And I thought that was really poignant because we do have a choice. And it's always a choice. And in times where there's a lot of friction and a lot of stuff that's happening, we do have the choice between, you know, peace or war in a sense, or balance or instability. And I love that he pointed out very much so, you know,
it's a group energy. But I think I mentioned before that there's 12 layers of channeling Metatron, and I would say that that probably holds true for any channeled entity. But the higher that you go, or the deeper that you go, the voice and the how, because I've been feeling really different ever since, you know, this whole London thing with at Arthur Finley College. It's just been unbelievable, the energy. It's crazy. So because I'm like, okay, who's this? And Metatron's like, it's still me, but I sound different at different layers and different levels. And the expansion, the more that I'm able to expand and allow the messages to come in. But I am just trying to figure it all out, Susan. But thank you so much for pointing that out. And I actually did have a very unexpected reading from a quite renowned psychic about how Metatron will be coming forward to do many healings through me. So thank you for that confirmation. I truly appreciate that in my heart. Awesome. Oh, so much awesomeness here. All right, let's switch over to Susan, who went second, channeling the beautiful master teacher from the Akasha, Jacob. And some of the things that I wrote down, Jacob's was just endless in his wisdom. Nothing bad will ever transpire as you follow the song of your soul. I just loved that. It just brought me right into heaven. Move in the direction that you will feed your soul, not your transgressions. That was so beautiful. I'm right now in the middle of an Ayurvedic cleanse and trying to stay away from the pity party of not being able to have sugar and eat everything everybody else can eat. So that really kind of hit me a dagger in the heart. Action is now required. Many are stuck immobilized as you decide not to decide. Wow. Wow. And it really is true. Action is now required. Any thoughts on that, Carrie?
Oh, I had to unmute myself. I was taking notes like crazy. I also loved the sing the song of your soul and the deep lyrical song. I'm a singer, so that one really, really resonated with me. And I just loved that tuning into just that melody that your own soul is trying to weave was just beautiful. And I also wrote down the moving in the direction that will feed your soul and not your transgression. It's so easy to get stuck, as Jacob said, and get caught up in the muck. And it's so important to keep moving in that direction that feels lighter. And another thing he said that I really, two things really, he said, you are the light of the world and shine brightly. I thought that was very beautiful. I feel the more we allow ourselves to be who we truly are, the brighter we do shine. And a very hit home run for me was action is required at this time. I thought that was very practical and very appropriate. And I was starting to write it even before the quote was finished. And I was like, oh, yep, that's why I'm writing that. That is very amazing.
Yes, 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 absolutely. Quickly, any thoughts, Susan?
All I can say is, for those of you that don't channel, it's out there that are listening to this, you may not understand this, but it's like when we finish, sometimes it's like you're so dizzy or you're so high or you're just not grounded. And I finished and I was like, almost like I couldn't even speak after that. So like what Julie was saying before, it's like, totally get it.
Awesome. And I know when Carrie was talking about Metatron, it brought me right back there and I really couldn't even talk. So speaking of Carrie, beautiful message from Archangel Orion. It is in letting go that you create space for what you want. Trust your knowingness, free yourself from what is holding you back and darkening your path. Dreams can only come to fruition when you create the space, let go and trust. That space thing is a big, big issue. Susan?
Absolutely. It's interesting what she had said. First of all, like when she's like, what do you dream of? I mean, because I do think a lot of us, and I know we spent a session on this not too long ago, get bogged down with not allowing our dreams to take place. But when she was talking about like letting certain things go, it reminded me of an analogy of people cleaning out their closet so you can get new things. And it's just like, I think so many of us just, and a metaphor, have so many dirty closets that we need to like clean out our spaces so we can allow these new things in.
Perfect, perfect. And I work with this a lot with people looking for a love relationship. You really need to do some decluttering if you're wanting a soul partner or a life partner to come into your life. Carrie, any thoughts?
This is funny. I actually just am still kind of in the process of completing a massive purging of things in my home. So that completely makes sense for me. And a part of it was, as I would try to work on things at home, I would get very distracted with to-do lists that I've had for some of them for years. And I finally decided that it was just time to complete those tasks and do it to make space for the things that I really want to do.
Beautiful. I love it. I love it. So we invite our listeners to declutter and create some space in your life for some amazing miracles to happen. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us here on Angel Talk Tuesday. Archives are posted 24 hours after the live show airs on ohmtimesradio.com. Don't forget to join us for our discussion in the break room over at Angel Talk Tuesday break room. You have a plethora of angels uplifting, inspiring, and enfolding you in God's love every day. Until next time, this is the Psychic Angel Channelers, Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Carrie Ann Larson, helping you connect with your own angelic team.